Belters only, Something Real on 2FM. It's Emma and David with you until 3 o'clock. Just about to go, 29 minutes past 2. And Emma, I believe you're rubbing shoulders with the great and mighty on red carpets this week again.
I absolutely was. So I was in London on Thursday. I went over for the Transformers 1.
Lovely.
European premiere.
Oh, wow.
I love the Transformers movies. Mm. And this one here is the untold origin story of Optimus Prime and Megatron. So any fans of Transformers will know that they are like arch enemies. And this is the story of kind of how they came to be, Optimus Prime and Megatron. And their story actually started with them being really, really good friends. So it kind of follows that. It's the first Transformers film that's ever been fully CG animated. And it's the first animated one since 1986. So Transformers fans are going to love this. I think Transformers fans of all ages and like kids who might not be as familiar with Transformers, I think it's going to be one that they're going to love. Honestly, it's one for the whole family. And it's got an amazing cast. We've got Chris Hemsworth, we've got Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Fishburne, John Hamm. I mean, like, absolute star-studded cast. And as I said, the premiere did take place in London on Thursday, and I was over there, and the first person that I spoke to was Keegan-Michael Key, and he plays B-127 aka Bumblebee. And Keegan-Michael absolutely loves Transformers, so I asked him all about the memories that starring in this movie brought back for him.
Brought back all the memories of me coming home from school and dropping my book bag, or what would you say here? Rucksack. And skill bag, okay. And turning on the TV, like, every day, religiously, 5 days a week, right after school. And it was appointment television watching. It's not like now where you can just stream whatever you want. It was at a time when you had to wait and wait and wait and anticipate it. And so it brings back those memories of actually watching the show, yeah.
What shows were you watching?
Oh, this show, Transformers, He-Man and Masters of the Universe, Thundercats. And then on Saturday mornings, I'd watch Bugs Bunny and his friends. I love, and then old Looney Tunes, like older cartoons too. Scooby-Doo. I love that stuff. There was a cartoon called Captain Caveman.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Captain Caveman? Captain Caveman! Hanna-Barbera was the name of the company, and I loved the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, yeah.
So funny, he was so nice, and he just got lost in it. He was like so excited talking about the cartoons that he used to watch. I used to love watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles every morning before school.
Oh, I love My Little Pony, Polly Pocket, and Sylvanian Families.
Oh, I love Sylvanian Families.
I know, stunning.
Also on the red carpet was Brian Tyree Henry, so he plays D-16, aka Megatron. Now, Brian has spoken in the past about his love for Ireland, so I had to tell him that his character actually has a little connection to Dublin.
But I've come over from Ireland, and I know you've talked about loving Ireland in the past.
Love it.
But I wanted to see if you knew that your character in Transformers 1, D-16, also shares its name with a Dublin postcode.
I did not know that. Look at how it comes full circle. That's amazing. I love Ireland.
So what is it about Ireland that you love so much? Because I know you've talked about wanting to move there.
Oh, yeah. So I went to Ireland when I was 27 years old, and I did theater there. Did a play there at the Peabody. And it was, I don't know, it was truly the best. It was my coming-of-age story, actually. Like, the people there were wonderful. I mean, it was very liberating at the time. I don't know. It was so welcoming, and I really loved it. Like, it was, I drove up to Hoth and, like, chilled on, like, you know, the cliffs and, you know, drank my, what is it? Is it Magners? Is that what it is?
Bulmers.
It was wonderful. It was a great time. So, yeah, I love Ireland.
The residents of D-16 might want to know, for a future reference, that he might come back to live in Ireland. And if he does, he says that he will go to D-16 and he'll live there. I told him it is a lovely area.
What's D-16? How?
Dublin 16. So, like, I think, like, Ballinteer, Dundrum, kind of all around that area is Dublin 16. Brian also spoke about, so he plays, as I said, he plays D-16, who is the young Megatron, and he worked very closely with Chris Hemsworth on screen, but because it was an animation, they didn't actually shoot together, but he did talk about his relationship with Chris.
I couldn't have asked for a better partner in crime, honestly. It's so crazy when you're doing animation because, you know, we're not in the same place. And then here we are tasked to play these best friends. And you just hope and pray that, you know, maybe there'll be a spark. But now there's too much of a spark. Now it's a true codependency. Like, I don't know who I am without Chris. But he's just so wonderful. We've just been having the best time together.
So there we go. That is Brian Tyree Henry, who plays D-16, aka Megatron, in the new Transformers 1 film. It's going to be in Irish cinemas from the 11th of October. I did also speak with Chris Hemsworth and Scarlett Johansson, and we're going to take a quick song and then we'll be back with that.
The Weeknd, Dancing in the Flames on 2FM. Emma's laughing.
You have a little nibble there.
I have literally a banana in my mouth as we speak.
I just seen him. Like, the song was coming towards the end and you put the headphones on and then you just shoved something in your gob.
It's called a game of chicken, you know, where you just, like, you literally have to try and, you know, do it as quick as possible and see if you can get into it. But you're listening to 2FM. It is Emma and David with you until 3 o'clock, 37 minutes past 2. And Emma was rubbing shoulders with the rich and famous this week on red carpet for Transformers.
Do you know who I saw actually on the red carpet for Transformers 1? Do you know that little fella Jacob? Did you see the little Irish fella Jacob? Did you ever see him on Instagram and TikTok? He's a gorgeous little guy with blonde hair and glasses. He's only about 5 or 6.
What, is he a reporter?
You know, he's just gas on social media. He does like real nice little videos. He's just a really nice little kid. But I saw him on the red carpet. Myself and my friend from another radio station were both over from Ireland, and the two of us were like, Jacob! But also on the red carpet were the cast of, or at least some of the cast of the new Transformers 1. So for anyone who's just tuned in, Transformers 1 is going to be out in cinemas on the 11th of October. It's the untold origin story of Optimus Prime and Megatron. So any Transformers fans will be very well aware of who they are. And on the red carpet, we had Chris Hemsworth, we had Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, and Keegan-Michael Key. Now, we heard from Keegan-Michael and from Brian earlier on. I did also get the chance to speak to Chris Hemsworth, which I was very excited about.
Oh my God.
I've been a long time fan of Chris Hemsworth, back since his Home and Away days when he played Kim in Home and Away. So like,
No way!
Yeah, I'm a big Home and Away fan, so I've been following him since then.
Someone has to be.
Excuse me. It's very good. But in Transformers 1, Chris plays Orion Pax, aka Optimus Prime, right? And he started his career, Orion Pax started his career working in the mines, kind of below the surface of the world where they live in. And he had dreams of being more and doing more with his life, a very ambitious guy. And I was chatting to Chris and I kind of said, you know, Orion Pax reminded me of Chris, because obviously Chris must be a very ambitious guy to achieve all that he's achieved in his career. And I spoke to him about, you know, he's done a lot already, but I said, is there anything kind of on his bucket list that he's yet to do? And this is what he had to say.
It's a constant balance about, you know, the things that still appeal to me on the work front, and stories I want to tell and characters I want to play. But then having a family, having kids now, it's always, you know, you're taking away from one or the other, and it's you know, it's all, everything's a compromise and a balance. But I don't know, just trying to, I watch my kids now, my daughter's 12, my boys are 10, they're growing up so fast, and I get more and more nervous taking on films because I don't want to miss time away from them. So I just keep doing what I'm doing and enjoying it, and I do love it, and I feel very thankful to sort of have the opportunities I've had, and hopefully, you know, some of them keep coming my way.
Very diplomatic man, I would say there. He got the family in, he got the work in, he's keeping everyone happy. So that was Chris Hemsworth. Chris is also a massive fan of Transformers, and he grew up watching Transformers. He grew up with all the action figures. And I spoke to him about what childhood Chris would make of adult Chris being in this movie.
Yeah, pretty wild. I mean, a lot of my career has been kind of living out these childhood fantasies and playing characters that I either grew up watching, or, you know, were in comic books that I'd looked at, or characters I'd played in the backyard or pretended to be. And so, he'd be pretty, pretty happy.
There's no better feeling, I think, as an actor than working on something that you are genuinely a fan of.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually speaking here yesterday, wasn't I, about, like, people are always like, what's your dream job? What would you love to do? And I was like, I literally just want to be in EastEnders.
Yeah.
Not just want to be, like, I'd give my right arm to be in it. And people are surprised at that sometimes. But, like, I just absolutely love it. So it's great to hear an actor of his calibre talking about being part of something that he really loves.
I know. And, David, we will get you there. We're going to get you onto EastEnders.
Let's start the campaign.
We're going to start manifesting that. Another person who's also been very successful in her career is Scarlett Johansson. And Scarlett was, oh my God, she was such a gorgeous person. Aww. Like, I could see her even on the red carpet. She was talking to everyone. She was going up, giving people hugs, just really warm and friendly. And she plays a character called Alita One, who is the mining manager. And she kind of unwillingly joins Orion Pax's excursion to retrieve the long-lost matrix of leadership. This is all going to make sense when you see the movie.
Yeah.
But her character's so funny. She's real confident, and like, she's surrounded by men, and she kind of tells them, like, I'm brilliant at my job. I'm better than you at my job. Like, and I was like, I just loved the confidence. And I asked Scarlett, for her to do what she does in work, obviously it does take a certain level of confidence. So I asked her what she does before a job to kind of get her ready and to kind of boost her confidence a little bit. And I have to say, I did love her response.
No, I basically just try to figure out how to get out of whatever project I've committed to.
Fair enough.
And then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just have to do it. I'll just have to grin and bear it. And then it gets better.
I love that because, like, you know, like somebody like her, you think she'd be so like, she'd feel really confident, but I think in her answering that, it kind of shows that she probably gets nervous too. And when she takes on a job, she's probably like, oh God, I can't do this, you know?
Yeah.
And panics a little bit like we all do. And then she also spoke a little bit about this film and how she thinks that it'll be one that all generations will love.
When I was like a kid, I had my older brother Adrian, he's 8 years older than me. He had all the Transformers toys because he watched the TV show. And then I got like the kind of leftover toys. And my experience with those toys was like basically having them marry a lot of Barbies and then like sometimes a Ninja Turtle. And then, you know, so I have my own experience with this franchise. And then my daughter, who's 10, is introduced to this for the first time. And so she's getting to see it from the origin story level. And now she has like this whole back catalog to catch up on. And it's very sweet. So it's fun. It's just great that like you can experience that with like your children and you both get joy out of it in different ways, you know.
So there we go. I can confirm it is definitely one for all generations. And I think it's a film that like families are going to absolutely love. So that is Transformers 1. It is going to be out in Irish cinemas from the 11th of October.
Love it. Now we've still got music from Gracie Abrams, Post Malone and Artemis coming up after this.